While coming of age in London, Farhad Kanuga felt pulled in two directions, taking part in the political and social protests pervading the city and documenting those protests with his camera.
I felt I was a photographer as well as being part of the demonstration, which as I grew older, I learned that no, go as one or the other, don't go as both. I think just missing moment, you're cheering or what have you, doing something other than keeping your eye on what's going on and focusing and being ready for that click.
While he's pursued documentary photography for more than three decades, Kanuga is just now, in his early 50s, having the first exhibition of his work. A series on the residential environments of the mentally ill is in the lobby gallery of Asheville's United Church of Christ. Kanuga hopes viewers see mental illness as more prevalent than they might have realized.
That's one of the big things that I took away from the whole experience, and just the level of chaos in these people's lives at the same time being swept under the carpet.
Kanuga is of Iranian descent, and while he's attuned to the issues of his family's homeland, he said he hasn't been back to Iran since he was age 9. He worked for a number of years for a couple different London press agencies, largely shooting concert photography, fashion photography, and occasionally, against his editor's desires, breaking away to document protests.
I was so disillusioned with what I saw as the world of documentary photography that I thought, I'm taking some time out. I'm just going to drift off, do my own thing. And I have been. There's so much more freedom in not doing it on a commercial level. Money can't replace that feeling of being your own editor.
Kanuga has largely earned his living in construction. He moved to Asheville 3 years ago to marry a woman he met online here, and he arrived for this conversation wearing a Trader Joe's name tag. He said he hasn't had the easiest transition to local life.
I started off by working in a petrol garage on Merriman Avenue, and I'd get people walking in with their guns and stuff on their hips, and it was a huge cultural change for me. Most policemen in London don't carry guns. So it was a bit nerve-wracking for some time, and occasionally still is, to be honest.
Kanuga shot his series on mental illness in London over a five-year span, just before arriving in the United States. While he did photograph some people, he sidestepped privacy concerns by only including photos in his exhibition of the residential squalor and neglect. The show wouldn't have happened at all without a chance encounter with a member of the UCC church while he was photographing Black Lives Matter murals painted last June.
Some of it's confidence, to be honest, and some of it's been my previous inability over the years. I found myself getting quite stressed, and I'm trying to do a really good, you know, exhibition quality print, and either not being able to do it or not having the patience to do it and then giving up on it. And so I suppose it comes down to a bit of focus and a bit of confidence.
Kanuga's exhibition is on view at the church through January. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.